This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Tasliman kathiran kathiran. Hum wa'adu. My brothers and sisters, the purpose of education is to civilize. In Urdu, we have a word called Sakhafa. Now, Sakhafa or Sakhafat, the usual meaning is to be able to read and write. But if you take the origin of the word, it's from the Arabic word which is Musakhaf. So somebody who has Sakhafa, in the original meaning of the word, is somebody who is of noble character, who has courage, who has all the virtues of nobility, of integrity, of courage, and so on and so forth. It's not only restricted to reading and writing. So therefore, I remind myself and you that the purpose of education is to civilize the person. To civilize means to connect the human being to his creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he recognizes him, has a relationship with him, strives to please him, relies on his mercy, understands his responsibility in this life, and that he will be held accountable for it, and looks forward to his forgiveness. The purpose of education is to give the child ethics and values and morals, which are timeless and fundamental, and the confidence to live his life by those values. Without this, it is not education. To learn a skill to make a living, no matter what that skill is training. It is not education. And it doesn't matter whether that skill is carpentry, or motor mechanics, or building rockets, or medicine, or engineering, or flying a plane. They are all skills. I'm not looking down on any of them. If I have a heart attack, I need a doctor, I need a surgeon, I need a cardiologist, but that is a skill. Please understand and remember that the people who did some of the most heinous experiments on living human beings in Hitler's concentration camps were very highly trained physicians and surgeons. The people who built the gas chambers, which gassed 6 million Jews and other people, not only the Jews and there were gypsies and whatnot, but the majority of them were Jews. Those gas chambers were not built by ignorant people, they were built by engineers. All skill trained. We use this word education very loosely. We say they were highly educated. No, they were not educated at all. They were not only not highly educated, they were not educated at all. They had skills. They were trained in certain skills. There's a world of difference between education and skill training. Chalk and cheese. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defined for us the meaning of education and the way to do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al Imran, Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahari la ayatin li ulil albab. Allah said, verily, in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of the day and the night, there are signs for al ulil albab, signs for people who reflect, who understand, who think, who have intelligence. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described who are these ulil albab. Allah said, Alladhina yadhkuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim wa yatafakkaruna fi khalqi samawati wal ard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned two qualities and he mentioned them in a sequence. Allah said, these are the people, Alladhina yadhkuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim. These are the people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing, sitting and lying down. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the preposition wow, which is and. Wa yatafakkaruna fi khalqi samawati wal ard. This is the beauty of the bayan of the Quran. The entire gamut of science and technology and discovery and invention is in one word, which is yatafakkarun fi khalqi samawati wal ard. Now think about this. From the Arabic language perspective, the same thing can be said instead of and by using or. So instead of wow, by using aw. So for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have said, Alladhina yadhkuruna Allaha qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim aw yatafakkaruna fi khalqi samawati wal ard. It means these are the people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing, sitting and lying down, or those who reflect in the creation of the heavens and the earth. So Allah is saying intelligent people are two kinds. One is those who reflect on Allah and remember Allah and have taqwa and so on. And also either this or that. This is one possibility. Other possibility is the same thing could have been said in the opposite way. Ma huwa ulil albab? الَّذِينَ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ or وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَوَاتِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have put the fikr fi khalqi samawati wal ard before yazkuruna allaha qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim. You get the point? But Allah did not do either of that. Allah did not do either of that. Arabic grammatically we can write this sentence anyway. But that is not the ayat of the Quran. The ayat of the Quran is what? Alladhina yadhkuruna Allaha qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim wa yatafakkaruna fi khalqi samawati wal ard. So Allah is giving us two qualities. Allah is showing us the relationship between the two qualities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us the sequence of these two qualities. And what is the result? When you do education in this way, in this sequence, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقُتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ. Spontaneously the person will say, oh, our Rabb, you have not created all of this in vain. You have not created all of this just like that, like a game. This is not an accident. Didn't just happen. مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَظَمَ النَّارِ. You are pure, all glory to you, all majesty to you. Save us from the hellfire. This is the trap that we have fallen into and allowed ourselves to fall into. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used this and taught us this so that we understand the meaning of education and the sequence of that education. When we invert this sequence, we have the opposite, we have the problem, which is we have scientists who are atheists. And we have ulama of Islam who don't understand the first thing about science. The moment you talk to them about science, they see stars in daylight. Now both are undesirable situations. And completely unnecessary situations. Right? Now this is what used to happen. You see, the tragedy is, if we had been people who were always like this, then one can say, what to do? These people are like this. But we are not already. What really beats me is, and that's why I study history, we were not like this. We were people who were at the cutting edge of technology and science in this world while being grounded in Islam. Alhamdulillah. But it went. Sure, I agree. Historical incidents, invasions, colonialism and colonial rule, so on, all this had an effect. I'm not trying to, whitewash all that and say, no, it did happen. But How can hundreds of years of scholarship and hundreds of years of research and methodology simply go out of the drain because there is a war? So it shows that it is not only the external, it's something inside we decided to defocus. Now my point here is not to sit and cry about that. My point is to say that even today, if we want to change, it's in our hands. We must invest in the proper kinds of schools, in Islamic schools that give you a world-class religious education embedded in a world-class scientific education. Has to go hand in hand. It cannot be tagged on to the end of it. It cannot be cosmetic to say all the boys must wear topis and all the girls must wear hijab. No, no. That's like saying everyone should wear pants. I mean, wearing hijab and topi and so on is part of your dress code. I mean, you don't have to say that. But that's not enough in itself. It is the teaching methodology, it's the curriculum, it's the syllabi, it's the whole thing together. I mean, if we don't invest in that, it doesn't come out of the air. It doesn't fall down with the rain. So my idea of saying this to you and all those people to whom this reminder goes to is, please think about this. Think about this. Sit in your community. Sit in your groups. Focus on this. Don't worry about all what's happening. Today we get a lot of energy. World Cup, soccer, cricket, and right now crisis. You know, Gaza and this one, that one. By all means, make dua for Gaza. Donate money for Gaza. But remember, if you want to prevent the Gazas from happening, it won't happen by donating money to this Gaza. It will happen by creating a system which ensures that this kind of stuff does not happen again. And this is a generational project. It is not something that you and I can sit and say, okay, we take up for 5 years and after 5 years, you are the kings. No. It's a generational project. We have to start, we have to teach the children, our children have to teach their children, and Allah knows how long it takes, but it will take and it will happen, because this is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it happens with others, it happens with us. But effort has to be made, investment has to be made, priorities must be changed. We must correct our line with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we must invest in ourselves as a community, as an ummah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to give us these priorities, to fill our hearts with true fikr for the Muslims, and the courage and the fortitude and the integrity and the strength to invest in projects that will inshallah remove this hardship and remove this oppression that we are suffering from. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك أرحم الراحمين.